We hope you are able to access your employment rights at work to provide yourself with some security in these uncertain times. Don't be put off into thinking there is no point. This is exactly what your employer wants you to think. You're listening to the Employment Rights Online podcast, where we discuss everything employment rights and the job. Hi there. This week, if you ever thought your relationship didn't have anything to do with why you might not get a particular job or why you may be suffering bad treatment at work, think again. And if you think there isn't such a thing as marriage discrimination, think twice. It is exactly this type of behaviour from employers which has made marriage and civil partnership a protected characteristic in the Equality Act 2010, meaning there are employment rights in place to stop bad treatment from happening to you at work because you may be married or in a civil partnership. Marriage and civil partnership discrimination happens when you are treated differently or less favourably because you are married or in a civil partnership. And unlike other forms of discrimination that you may see happening out in the open, discrimination based on marital status can be subtle and hidden, and you are more likely to find this behaviour embedded into workplace cultures and practices, and that makes it harder to identify and challenge it. And because these practices are so well hidden, you can still face unfair treatment based on your marital status. The Equality Act 2010 explicitly lists marriage and civil partnership as a protected characteristic, meaning that it is unlawful to discriminate against you because you are married or in a civil partnership in employment or in education and when you are accessing goods and services. However, point to note here, the same protection does not extend to those who are single, divorced, or widowed. When it comes to marriage and civil partnership discrimination in the workplace, you are more likely to find this happening in some areas like promotion opportunities, where you may find your marital status used to determine whether you will be available for the demands of the job or whether you would be committed to the job if you were successful. For example, your employer might assume that because you are newly married, you will soon start a family and will therefore be less committed to your new role or to remaining in the company if the company were to invest in your development. During recruitment exercises, your employer may have biases, whether conscious or unconscious, and may prefer or avoid candidates based on their marital status because of a biased belief or assumption that a particular marital status will make you more or less reliable or flexible if you were successful at getting the job. You may also see discrimination in the way company benefits are applied. Differences such as health insurance or leave entitlements, which are based on marital status, you miss out on those workplace benefits. For example, unfair treatment was a concern when flexible working was only available to staff who had children. However, the law was changed on the 30th of June 2014, and the law will change again on the 6th of April 2024 to make sure all employees, whether single or married, will have the right to request flexible working from the very first day of employment. And the changes in the law in 2014 and again in 2024 has now evened out access to this workplace benefit. Now again, as is the case with other protected characteristics we have looked at, there are some key areas of discrimination you need to have in mind when trying to work out what may be happening to you. For example, you may be suffering direct discrimination if you feel you are being treated worse than your colleagues solely because you are married or in a civil partnership. For example, you could be working night shifts and find yourself suddenly dismissed after your marriage because your boss may believe that married women should be at home in the evening. This type of behaviour would be blatant direct discrimination. Or alternatively, you may suffer indirect discrimination if companies put policies, practices or criteria in place for everyone, but which ends up disproportionately affecting married or civil partnered employees. For example, a company may have a policy that says as soon as work colleagues' relationships develop into a marriage, one person in the marriage would have to leave the company. Now, although this policy would apply to everyone, such a policy would effectively penalise employees who meet at work, get married and are then dismissed because of their marital status. Finally, you are also protected from victimisation when it relates to your marital status. This means that if you face treatment because you have raised a complaint related to marriage or civil partnership discrimination, this would be victimisation. Your employment rights in the Equality Act protect you from this treatment. You are also protected if you support someone else who also may have filed a complaint about marriage or civil partnership discrimination. There are three additional points that need to be raised about marriage and civil partnership discrimination, which make this area of law stand out from other protected characteristic areas. Firstly, unlike other protected characteristics we have spoken about, marriage and civil partnership discrimination can be lawful, meaning your employer can legally discriminate against you in certain circumstances. The law calls these circumstances objective justifications, meaning that your employer would have to provide a valid reason for treating you differently because of your marital status. An example of this is in the area of organised religion. Your employer can refuse to employ you because of your marital status if the work you are doing is for an organised religion. For example, if you applied to be a Catholic priest and you were married, in this situation, an employer could provide objective justification for not employing you. The second difference is that marriage and civil partnership is a protected characteristic, yes, but unlike other protected characteristics, you are not protected from being harassed at work because of your marital status. However, if you are treated in a hostile, intimidating, humiliating, degrading, or offensive manner at work because of your marital status, all behaviours which are linked to harassment, you might still be able to complain about direct discrimination on the basis that you are being treated unfairly or less favourably than your colleagues because of your marital status, but you would not be able to claim harassment. Finally, it's important to note that marriage and civil partnership discrimination is when you are treated less favourably than your work colleague or colleagues because you are married, not because of who you are married to. What this means is that if you are married to someone at work and then at some point the marriage turns sour and your boss decides to support your spouse and treat you badly in the process, and maybe even deciding to dismiss you, whilst this would be evidence of bad treatment, it is not marriage or civil partnership discrimination. You might be able to claim unfair dismissal if you are dismissed in these circumstances, but of course you would need to have 2 years continuous service to get access to that employment right. And this difference is because the bad treatment you have suffered would not be recognised as marriage or civil partnership discrimination, because an employment tribunal would likely rule that the bad treatment you received was because you were married to a certain person and not because of your marital status, meaning that even if you were not married to that person, your employer would still have sided with your partner over you and would still have treated you badly. This is an important distinction to understand when dealing with marriage and partnership discrimination as opposed to workplace romances or marriages when it comes to relationships that turn sour. And that's it for this week. Our takeaways for this week are that discriminating against you because you are in a marriage or civil partnership is unlawful, because marriage and civil partnership discrimination undermines your employment rights to fair treatment at work. The Equality Act says you must not be discriminated against in employment because you are legally married or in a civil partnership. However, you will not be protected at work by this law if you are single, if you live with someone as a couple but you are not married or in a civil partnership, if you are engaged to be married but not married, and finally, if you are divorced or your civil partnership has been dissolved. If you need help with marriage or civil partnership concerns or with any other employment rights matter you may have, you can find all our support links at the bottom of the show notes for this episode. And if you would like to book a consultation with us to look at bullying or abuse, which you may be suffering at work, or any other employment rights concern you may have, you can email us at employmentrightsonline@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can go directly to our consultations booking page using the consultations link, which is also in the show notes. Finally, remember you can help us by sharing our podcast information with your family, friends and colleagues, and by leaving us a review on iTunes or a rating on Spotify if you enjoy our podcasts. Until next week, have the best employment rights week that you can. Bye for now.